Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Joining me as always is Sean Finnegan, Fran Mirabella. You can check us out on the Xbox One app, the PlayStation 4 app, and, of course, the mobile app for IGN.com. Those are great platforms to check out our content.
Install it after the episode. I know we're plugging it all the time, but
that's right.
Hey, we've got a job too. So
yeah. Thank you for joining us today. I am super excited to get into our topics. We have an update, a tease about what we can expect from Bungie, and we're going to touch briefly on some concept art that was revealed during GDC. Mm-hmm. So let's get right into the juicy stuff, guys.
The pre-teaser.
The pre-teaser.
Yeah.
We're announcing an announcement.
Is it a preaser?
No, sure. Let's call it that. So in the latest weekly update, we got a sneak peek at an image. It is three Taken Guardians standing in the reef. They are wearing Prison of Elders gear. Now, people are really excited. They're thinking that some new stuff is coming. What do you guys think about this so far? I know it's not a lot to go on.
So I brought that. You probably can't see that, but yeah. Showing it on the show.
Through the magic of editing, I'll make sure they see it.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah.
I think this is cool. I mean, Prison of Elders was actually something that I really enjoyed about the House of Wolves expansion. Like, the mechanics in that, kind of the idea of wave-based sort of PvE challenges was something I thought was pretty cool, and I spent a lot of time in there. And we've said it before on the show, but this is a great opportunity for Destiny to kind of go back and mine content, additional content out of what's already there that's just sitting there. And we expected one of them could be House of Wolves or, you know, the prior raids, and now we're getting that, so that's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, so you just asked, like, the reaction to the screen? Because that's
basically. That's all we're going off of. We'll go over details in a second.
Yep. Yeah, I immediately go into, like, you're going to get some kind of shield armor thing. Mm-hmm. It looks to be additive because those, like, the helmets at least. Well,
those are the helmets from Prison of Elders.
Yeah, sorry,
those
are Prison. Right.
That way. But, I mean, they're altered so you're, like, taken.
Tough call. But I guess my point is it almost looks like, actually, I guess it would probably be new gear now that I'm really thinking and looking at it. You'll
some
get
people,
gear, like, say, the Kellbreaker's helmet, whatever it was called.
Yeah.
You'll get that, but it's going to be some new Taken version or something that
some
gives
people
you powers.
Think, I don't know. Some people think it could be a shader. Some people think it could be a new armor set. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe you fight, like, evil guardians in the Prison of Elders.
Dark Link.
That could be kind of neat.
Whole mechanic, yeah.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't like that so much.
I don't think so because of, like, how would you how would you replicate that? Because you have
the three people you're fighting, they all look the same. Like, it has to be one of each guardian type.
No, but I mean, think about what that would mean.
I know.
No, but what would that just mean, or what would that imply about the lore, right? Like, what does a Taken Guardian even look like? Like, why would...
Well, what does Taken Oryx look like?
You know, Guardians specifically, unlike all the other alien races, are like warriors of the light. Like, they have a specific, like, a magic power, essentially, that was, like, given to them by the Traveler.
Yeah.
That, like, empowers them to kind of fight the darkness, of which we kind of all assume are these races and, like,
well, they're
Oryx
all humans
are
awoken, right?
So, speaking of lore, let's touch on that for a second.
The robot race.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are they called? No one knows because who picked one of those?
Which robot race? The Vex?
One of the no. As,
I mean,
one
you
of
can
your
be
classes.
A human. You can be an Awoken as a warlock.
Awoken Exo.
Exo. Exo.
That's what I was looking at. So yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we should touch on lore for a second. In the last episode, we made a lot of assumptions about things, and people are like, "You didn't read the Grimoire."
Yeah, well, I did.
Like, sorry, I
don't read the Grimoire.
Didn't
you know why?
Because
they're not in the game. Fix that, Bungie.
Yeah. Hopefully that is addressed. But the brother is alive. He crash landed on Mars, and he feels like he lost the connection with his sister.
Yeah, with Mara.
Which he always kind of had a sense of her presence.
Yeah.
So
it's alluding to. You sure you got this right? Because I haven't read all the cards.
It's alluding to the fact, well, it doesn't say she's dead, but he can't
doesn't feel
sense
her presence.
Her. Yeah, he could always sense her no matter where she was.
It's like when Leia looks up in Force Awakens, you know.
Yes.
Just no info beyond that. But you sense something. That's in every Star Wars movie. Anyway, maybe she's
alive. Crash landed on Mars.
But see, all that to me is like, you know, okay, so wait, it's not in the Grimoire cards that she's confirmed alive? Are you sure? Let's just leave it at that.
Tweeted at us saying that in the Grimoire cards, the brother is definitely alive. And
crash landed on Mars.
Right. And that he, while has been able to sense her, hasn't been able to after this event.
Yeah. And alluding worrying. To. And
But we don't know if that means she's dead.
Sure.
Yeah. There's not a card that says she's dead.
It's foreshadowing type stuff.
Yeah.
But let's not glance over the, just to finish that. Corrections.
Yes.
We've done that before.
Yeah.
Really sorry about that.
I'm not.
So, but to be fair, we sit on this platform and we're allowed to talk to you guys. You guys come back every week, depend on us. And so when we do stuff like that, trust me, it makes us feel bad.
Yeah.
But like Sean and I are on the same page. Like, I just don't have time to read the Grimoire cards. Mm-hmm. And I depend on the cutscenes, but at the same time, have to accept we should do a little studying when this stuff comes up. I would actually love to have on, you know, whether it's Bife again or there's Destiny Ghost Stories and some others because they are like super experts. But I think we need to do a little more of that. But I do apologize. But I hope you can appreciate it. It's hard to be an expert at everything in this game.
I'm also just going to go ahead and say, like, they don't make it Bungie doesn't make it easy for you either. Like, I've said this many, many times on record on many shows, but like, I read the hell out of the Codex in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
And I learned every nook and cranny of that universe because it's immediately there for you in your menu.
Yeah.
And it's kind of very interesting to learn more about the world as you're exploring it. Mm. When I saw a new card pop up and it's like,
yeah, Grimoire's in the app and all that.
You have to go read it elsewhere. And I'm like,
No,
I want to keep playing. Like, I want to do it here.
And it's a
As the host of the show, I just want to say I'm sorry. It is my responsibility to make sure you guys are getting the right info, and I kind of let you down last episode.
Yeah,
so
that was a point.
I'm going to do better at that in the future, and I appreciate you guys being pretty understanding. Still, it was a fun conversation to have.
It was.
Yeah, so we got fun to kind of like imagine about what could happen. Yeah.
But let's move on. It was Destin's fault. Freaking Destin,
I'll take
man.
The blame.
John, can you believe this guy?
Yeah.
All right.
You let me down, Destin. Whew, you let
thanks,
them
Destin.
Down.
Okay. So back to the topic at hand. 2.20. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're still talking.
So talking about the update. Pretty excited about the armor.
We got a date. Did we talk about the date?
I'm about to go over the bullet points. April 12th, 2016. That is really good. And from this point forward, they're going to refer to it as the April update, and they're going to be talking about new PvE challenges, new and updated gear, new quest featuring the Blighted Chalice Strike, increased max light and rewards, sandbox and crucible updates, and more, of course.
Yeah, and we'll break down our thoughts on each one of those and what that could be. But again, April 12th, that's about 3.5 weeks from now. This is like fast.
What was your prediction?
I was just about to say.
I think you were on the money.
I was wrong. No, I was wrong.
Was I right?
You may have been. Yeah.
We'll go with Destin.
I didn't make a prediction. You guys.
Yeah, because
said
you don't want to be wrong like I was.
I have no sense about these things.
Didn't think they were going to do this until May, mid-May. Like, because Prison of Elders was then. So anyway, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I think I'm so freaking smart predicting these dates. I got one wrong, but I got most of the rest right.
I think we bet steak and lobster dinner, right?
No, not on this one. You're crazy. So anyway.
Fran owes me steak and lobster.
We'll start taking bets on the next big release for the fall. So
let's start at the beginning. New PvE challenges. We see Guardians. They're wearing Taken gear. They're wearing Prison of Elders gear, but they're in the Reef. I mean, that's where the prison is. It's in the Reef area. Yeah. So
we don't know it's the prison, though, but it would make sense
Everybody's kind of thinking, okay, you're going to go back to Prison of Elders. They reworked that area. That gets me really excited if that's the case, because if they reworked Prison of Elders, that means the raids also could have been reworked. And we don't know that, They've said they're not going to do it, but...
That's a pretty big jump you're making. Like, meaning there were no raids with Prison of Elders, right? That was the version.
I'm saying...
I know. If they reworked something old.
They made Prison of Elders worth going back to. Maybe they've made the raids worth going back to. That's my hope.
Yeah, that's a big leap to make. I don't think that's going to be the case. I do think, yeah, everybody agreed Prison of Elders had something at the core of it. But it just, like... Yeah, it just at the end of the day, like fighting through to Skolas and the punishment of what Skolas was, like
that
just,
wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun.
I don't know.
And
fun.
we all liked the Court of Oryx, right? But that ran dry super fast. Meaning, I like the arcade pop a quarter feeling, so to speak, of like Court of Oryx. Okay, boom. Ah, whatever. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they kind of can blend that, if that's the goal of Prison of Elders. But maybe you're onto something too. I mean, maybe they're gonna do like a small reef. Maybe
we've talked about it on the raid, show.
But maybe it's because that's kind of what Prison of Elders was.
Just off the difficulty level.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even just viable. Difficulty, right? But like every one of those, like it had a promise, or like there was this promise of each wave having its own different unique mechanic that shifted. And really all there was defuse bombs and then stand in this thing to, or like what were, there was two. I forget what they were.
Defuse bombs, shoot the bombs.
Shoot the bombs. That's what the other one was.
Destroy bombs.
Yeah.
Dismantle mines, Guardian. Yeah.
So your impression's a little better.
Each yours is the best.
Each one of those waves was just one of those, right? And they'd alternate, or sometimes you get two in a row. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of boring. Like, what if there's three, four, five other different types of mechanics, like an escort, or like, you know, a destroy the target, and also those other kinds of things that we saw before? That would be cool. And in addition to making it, like, taken... fighting those enemy types, maybe like not however many rounds it was, four or five before getting into Skolas, maybe like three. That could be cool. That would be a nice reworking of the encounter.
Or some sort of checkpoint system. I don't know.
Oh, man, yeah, the checkpoint system. Let's start actually with maybe, what if it is reworked Prison Vellers? Mm-hmm. New shaders, some new gear set stuff, which we'll speculate on that in a minute, it sounds like. Will you be happy with that? You know, because you know it's an April update, so it's actually there's no money attached.
I don't think I can speak to being happy or not happy about that because I don't know what they've done with it.
Just saying, assuming it's a reworked Prison of Elders, just as little as we know, because that's what we're talking about. If let's say what Sean says comes true.
Well, I don't know how they would have reworked that system. It's so maybe it's just like you just go fight all the bosses. That would be awesome.
But
do I have to go through five layers of stuff that doesn't give me anything to get to the one thing?
Into the prison.
I'm happy
knowing anything at this point, or that there's anything happening.
Yeah.
I just want more Varix, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I still get that Varix package every week, man. He's the best package.
Really? You do?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You get, like, special or heavy ammo.
Oh,
and,
that
like,
one.
You get materials. It's a good one.
And you just, like, hanging out with your buddy, right?
I love him. Come closer, Guardian. Now I'm just doing bad impressions. But I am happy, actually, just to get some of that lore back, I guess, to the point. The Reef was always a cool place when they introduced it. It was actually one of my favorite... areas when you visit Mara and Prince, what's his nuts?
Who cares?
Whatever. He's dead.
Yeah.
Joking. He's on Mars. I get it. He's on Mars.
Yeah.
But when you go visit him, I love that like atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a pun. But I loved like just how it looked and felt. But the cutscene was terrible. It was way too long. But I always wanted to explore the more. Prison of Elders gave us a little of
you
that.
You mean
right?
In Vanilla Destiny when you go there and then they're like,
the
cool,
first
you're
one.
Here. Get out. Go get an eye.
Yeah, really.
We didn't even need this.
Well, that was like you barely knew who Mara was. Yeah. But I'm like, ooh, she's cool, man.
Yeah.
And
she's intriguing.
Yeah, she's intriguing. And she messed them up, the wolves and whatnot. So yeah, I wanted more of that. We got more of it. So I'm happy to return to it is my point. I liked what Prison of Elders was trying to be, but yeah, it needed checkpoints. It needs more like the raid challenge type stuff. So maybe that's kind of where we're going. So
it needs a better distribution of difficulty, right? Like everything was pretty much easy up until Skolas, which was impossibly difficult.
Yeah.
Like give me a little bit more balance in that regard. Like
the servitor
front,
one was
difficult to end.
The servitor guy was a little bit of a pain also.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of them could be depending on the burns and stuff, or like some of the, like I remember there was one boss where you can't touch the ground. Like
he would do the burn on the ground.
Yeah, and like I know a lot of people, like hunters specifically, who had difficult times staying in the air long enough. I didn't. Yeah. I'm a Titan, but like I play it on my hunter, and I'm like, this is
it's not fun.
How you do it. Like you have to stand on stuff, or
you
like,
had to
land
your,
on people.
Your Titan's armor. If you didn't have a Titan, you had a lot more trouble.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but so maybe we move on to the real conversation, which is even if the raids are fun and whatnot, because we like the raids. It's always about the gear.
Yes.
So maybe we should talk about the things you earn.
But we don't know.
We don't know
says.
Much. It just says new and updated gear. Well, if we look at the image, Gjallarhorn. We definitely see it's been updated aesthetically.
Gjallarhorn.
Well, we're talking about just armor sets.
Yeah, there's
like,
no...
So we know we're getting a new armor set look or
well,
something.
Sean's just making a bet. Right. That's all, right?
You think an updated Gjallarhorn.
I think when you say gear, it includes weapons.
Of course, yeah.
I'm just hoping Gjallarhorn.
Oh, yeah. Destin was just saying there's no, like, they're telling us the Queen's gear looks like it's returning.
The prison gear.
Oh, well, I read a Grimoire card that said they're bringing back Gjallarhorn, so.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
But I do think Sean's on something I think we keep asking.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of our favorite year one gear and weapons come back.
That would
right?
be great.
Like, I even kind of in my head was like, are we going to see, yeah, we're not even just Fatebringer, but like, are we going to return to the era of Last Word and Thorn, like
I don't think we'll ever get back there.
Because it says sandbox changes too. Sandbox and Crucible updates, like rebalancing weapons, rebalancing
PvP. That's always happening.
So what was the? There was some prison gear that wasn't like ultimately that super duper popular. Mm-hmm. But what the Queensbreaker's bow?
Oh,
I deleted all of them.
Promise. No, I would love to see Drake's Lord of Promise. Wolves come back. That shotgun is so
and
good.
Lord of Wolves was that was the third exotic out of them, right? Yeah. And then didn't they introduce one more on the side?
Was it
Fourth
three.
Horseman? No, that was Dark Below.
That was just a DLC thing.
Okay, yeah. That was Dark Below.
That was like a PlayStation exclusive.
There were only three exotics then. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was one more thing.
There's only three that are available from the exotic quest item that you get from Prison of Elders.
But then you had like Her Benevolence, you had Vestian Dynasty and some other stuff. But I kind of wonder, that stuff has been sitting.
I deleted it all.
Of course.
All the but there was legendaries.
Some cool stuff, some cool gear. So I think absolutely they're going to bring back some of that. And like, I wanted to draw this example. Like, why wouldn't you bring back Drake's Promise, you know, if it is Prison of Elders, of course.
Because it sucks.
But then you've got three new exotics. Okay.
Well, maybe they make it
They
good.
Make it better. Dragon's Breath.
I'm just joking.
So, totally decent now.
Dragon's Breath
with decent. Tracking. Before,
but
it sucked. Terrible.
Yeah. But better. But, like, Drake's Promise, like, sidearms are legit now, right? And so, they are in the first round.
Sidearm scouts.
I mean, you could use them for sure. They're not.
First round of
3v3.
They're awesome.
Well, but it's the update of scouts.
Some people, Iron Wreath, by the way, Rex, like, if you can play, by the way, Shade Step sidearm, people are very good with some of them. But anyway, three exotics could come back, but Her Benevolence as well, I get shot with all the time because the aim assistance was crazy. Mm-hmm. So I do think there's some interesting stuff that could just come back out of the gear sets.
There's potential, yeah.
And I'd be happy with that.
How they're going to update the gear is going to be pretty interesting. I would love a Gjallarhorn. Just special things. Like, Gjallarhorn was a special thing that you strive to
Do
get.
You want a black Gjallarhorn?
You know.
Ooh.
That's the Suros.
That could be cool.
Same deal.
Black with, like, gold trim.
Yeah.
Or silver. Something, yeah. That, yeah. It could look. They can
or
make it look
a
sweet.
Shark painted on the front of it.
I want it to be made of.
Yeah, that's a different
Viking
kind.
Ship wood.
A bear.
And, yeah, it's a real bear arm. It shoots. I don't know why it's a bear, but whatever. Is that what's on the front of the Gjallarhorn? No, not
a
bear.
No, it's a wolf.
It's like it's a wolf. It's a wolf. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a griffin or something.
I want it to howl every time I shoot something. Woo!
weapon designer Fran Mirabella pitches bungee ideas.
That would get annoying so fast.
Oh, man. You're talking microtransactions? Every time I shoot a gun, I want to say Varric stuff. Welcome.
That level of customization is so fun for like a week, and then it gets annoying.
I think one of the guns were supposed to talk originally.
You're lying.
No. That's in the grimoire. I'm serious.
What?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Troll.
Yeah.
Is this for real?
For real. Yeah.
So what was this? Was it supposed to be like... like it just talked to you occasionally.
Yeah, there was a story that like the weapon actually had a personality and stuff like that.
Well, they have deep weapon stories as well, and that's where I do appreciate that stuff, but I just kind of want to watch cutscenes and listen to stuff about it.
I mean, I love the idea of that, like weapons that end up being weapons or ships that end up being sentient. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
well,
the
Borderlands
big one is,
did that. Yeah.
Well, not even just in Borderlands, but I think the big one that like blew my mind was. Saren ship in Mass Effect.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
What's it called? What's its name?
Sovereign.
Yeah. It ended up being not just some massive technologically advanced ship, but it's actually
it was
like,
alive.
It's a sentient being.
Yeah.
That spoiler alert for Mass Effect,
too late,
by the way.
Mass Effect 1.
So, yeah. Mass Effect 1, which is what, 10 years old? Yeah. No, it's not 10. It's 2007.
Old,
10. Almost 10, yeah.
That effect of like,
oh my god, this thing is more than just something cool. Like that could be for something really cool for like a new exotic.
I think it's interesting. Yeah. Like if it gets temperamental occasionally and it like glitches out.
It's like, no, I hate you. I'm not firing.
The C-3PO gun. Oh my. Oh,
it's like
dear.
We need to talk about our feelings. Oh. Like right now, really?
So
I'm in trial. Stop.
But the point was, new gear is so important, and it's what drives you. One of the only modes I play in the game is trials, but that's one of the only ones I play because I'm just trying to get better, mm-hmm. and it's skill-based. But everything else I play at this point, it's for the gear drops. I'm only playing Oryx Challenge and whatnot for 320 primaries and helmets. And like, meaning I'm not really playing it because I thoroughly enjoy playing it still.
You know,
it's for the gear.
You're
it's
right.
For the gear.
Going for stuff is a big draw. And they've done it with shaders. And they did it with emblems. They show us, okay, here's what you haven't unlocked. Here's how you can get it. Mm-hmm. You don't have it unlocked yet. Do that with weapons, please. All weapons. Like, I'm a collector nut, so I would love to see on my menu, like, okay, here's every weapon I've got. I can dismantle all the ones that I don't use now because I know I can just buy them from this kiosk at any time should I need them. You know, I think that would be amazing because, like, you have all that code in there. So why not just allow me to look at it if I want to?
The other thing is, like, Bungie's been really good, at least in Destiny, about making gear and weapons feel really unique and do awesome things. Like, I think one of the things that people who are playing The Division right now complain about is, like, there's a lot of guns out there, but they're all just DPS. Like, which one has higher DPS?
Oh, man, what are those gloves called? Literally gloves.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like armored gloves.
Yeah. But they're
and they don't have like special, like all of them will adjust your DPS versus your health versus your tech power, whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are your three stats. But none of them have like a wolf pack rounds on Galahorn.
None of them is like an armored gauntlet.
Yeah, I guess not. Right. I had hoped like the Liberator was the first high end that you got in the beta and maybe one of the first ones you get playing again, but it didn't really have a special character, right? It just was a great gun.
It's named. That's the thing, is like, the weapon is named.
But there's a couple. Like and when you hit level 30, you immediately get like a couple named guns.
Yeah.
Like,
but you're right, Sean. That was it's quantity over that character and quality of the guns. So meaning there's way, I love the mods and stuff in Division. I love doing that. Like I would love to paint some of my stuff, like legendaries and whatnot in Destiny. I would actually, well, it's weird because you actually do mod, kind of. You don't have control to mod like your sights and stuff like that. But wouldn't it be cool if you could and just put it on? The game works differently. You know, the caveat is the role is all about chasing that perfect role, the god role. But
right, and that's fine.
But like, I like it.
What I love that Destiny does a better job engineering what the weapons do and their identities, like not just weapons but also gear. Division has a better job modding and giving you options within that sort of framework. There kind of needs to be a balance. Like if you could, skin your weapons in Destiny. Mm-hmm. Like it's not even, it doesn't change anything about how it works or how it plays, but it just looks
different. You want a lime green hand cannon.
Yeah, like that would look really, really, that would be awesome. Or let's say maybe you did add a level of modularity to where, okay, now like you used to be able to choose like one of the nodes that would affect your sight. Now you can't really do that because now the node, like the sights are kind of locked in on the guns. Yep. What if you could like mod that kind of stuff? Or what if you could add like a magazine change or whatever that could like plus 15% ammo or whatever. That could be cool.
We've talked about the light increase and rewards. I mean, that's kind of what we're talking about now. We've talked about light before, though. I really want to hit on the Crucible and Sandbox updates. For Crucible, man, what if they added something like custom game types?
Doubtful.
Like where you could make your own games and like invite your friends.
That'd be super cool, but that's not a free update thing. That's like a Destiny.
Exactly.
Thing.
I think we've talked about
it's
huge.
It's a software thing.
Yeah, it's software, it's networking, it's all sorts of stuff on the back end with Xbox Live and PlayStation Network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The way I read this is they're updates, meaning updates to existing stuff, to the Sandbox, to the Crucible, like we saw with auto rifle balancing or what have you. I kind of wonder if there
buff
will even
auto
be
rifles.
Yeah, like will there even be any new maps? I don't think so, right? Because
probably
to your
not.
Point, that's where it's like, well
maybe.
If you buy the new version, you get it. If you don't get these, like that whole classic thing. So I don't think we'll see that, but I think it would be awesome. I question, will they do, like for example, will they get rid of res sniping, for example, in Trials?
Oh,
the whole thing has become, that's
a
what
mess.
That game is.
Yeah.
I personally hate it. I mean, I love.
Can you res snipe?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're going to win.
Yeah. But meaning, like, I don't. The Crucible could use some balances like that, like the shotgun snipe fest that it's become. Thorn is a problem still in Classic.
Pro
like
tip
burn.
To dodge the res snipe. Instead of trying to move out of the way, which is slow.
The push.
No. spam B or whatever your crouch button is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is way faster. Yeah, yeah. And most of the time, it's easier. It's for a sniper.
Yeah, I do
it's,
that too.
Yeah, it's harder to correct up and down than it is side to side.
Right, because they're ready to track.
Like you can flick to side to side easy. Up and down is harder to do more accurately.
But get a push. That's what you really need.
So. Oh yeah, push is push is key to success. But that takes really good teamwork.
Right. But see, we don't even need to get into it. But that's why Red Sniping needs to go. The fact that you have to Destin push. Yeah. Like it's broken that I have to use another character to push me out of Red Sniping because I have no control over dying.
It's the animation.
It's the animation.
And it's a pretty long animation. It's like, you're back. Are you ready to go? Okay.
Land on the ground. Okay, go.
Yeah. It just ruins it. It really does. Like, that's why the first round now of Trials, I think, is a little better before people, unless they're using no land, but to not just get sniped, outright. So, anyway, separate topic. But I think it'll be updates is my point. Like, taking the burn off of Thorn. Maybe get rid of res sniping. I'm not saying I think they're going to be gone, but I think it's going to be stuff
like
that.
Can't take the burn off Thorn. That's what makes that gun the gun.
Maybe some of the characters that you fight in the world will be different. Like maybe there'll be more new boss encounters or something.
Sandbox updates.
Yeah, to the sandbox. That would be really interesting.
I would love to see them change. Like, you said sandbox updates. Mm-hmm. Like, give me something new with public events. Remember,
that's what I mean. Like maybe new bosses at public events.
Yeah, we even way back in the day, I was actually browsing through my old video portfolio the other day, and I produced the video, why we're excited for Destiny, X reasons we're excited for Destiny.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And, what we had hoped for public events is still such a cool idea.
It is.
It's like a draw to bring you into the overworld. And we just don't do it. No one does it. Unless you had to do it for your year one challenge, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, people have to have your crew there. But for a while there, it was like, this thing's going down. We need your help. And everybody's like, yeah, let's do it. That was the first few months. And then you're like, I did all those. I'm good.
Yeah, there's
not a draw to do it. It was a really good way to farm legendary marks for a while also.
Yeah.
You know, but that's also kind of gone. So I would love to hear what they're doing with the sandbox. Very, very interested. Anything else you guys want to hit on? Because we could just talk about when we're going to see
and
hear more.
The Nightfall and the sandbox updates or no?
No.
I was
that would be nice.
Thoughts, but I think
desperately needs Nightfall. To be updated.
Well, that's when I will place a bet. It will be fixed.
Yeah,
I don't know fixed, that they. It's hard for me to wrap my head around how the Nightfall used to be, and I get it, right? They didn't want the Nightfall to be a guaranteed exotic for people, right? That's how most people were getting most of their exotics. Like
you
a
get
week.
Three exotics drops a week. I mean, that'd be a lot.
Well, potential for three, right?
Yeah,
The first one, I mean, if you did it on all three characters, you would get at least one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they were like, well, we don't want it to be just like your weekly exotic farming thing, so let's change that. But in doing that, they basically used any reason to do it at all.
Yeah.
And then they were like, okay, we get that, so we're going to fix it. And then the fix made it worse. Now there's there's even less reason to do it.
You know what's funny, though? The fix, percentage-wise, it upped the percentage of your chance of a legendary or exotic. But...
barely.
Nobody feels the effect of it.
No
it was
one
like
does.
It was like a 10 or 15% increase,
on
top of the previous one. But the point is, the drops are not big enough. There's no way I'm playing that weekly.
Oh, hey, Nightfalls are still stupid hard. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it.
But here's an easy way.
Even fun.
Here's an easy way to fix it: drop a legendary roll every time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. How is that OP?
God a legendary
forbid
god
that six yeah. exactly that yeah. 6 months into the game, it took me forever to get a short gaze snapshot sniper. But I would love to just play the Nightfall. And likewise, IS Luna doesn't drop in anywhere but Crucible. I kind of understood that, but if it just dropped in the Nightfall, I would be playing it every week three times.
Yeah.
And so easy fixes, to be quite honest. Just stop being so stubborn with the legendary drops.
Yeah.
I get a god roll. Yeah.
I don't even think it has to be drop oriented, right? But if you look at other games that have done daily or weekly quests, a big example is World of Warcraft, where what you gain isn't of immediate value to you the way an exotic would be, but it has a substantial amount of long-term gains, if you made vendor rep go a long way, let's say vendors have new items, right, and you have to grind rep to get there. Doing the Nightfall gives you plus 50% rep bonuses for the rest of the week. That's something you would want to do right up front every week. You got to get it out of the way so that whatever you do the rest of the week is more valuable to your time. That's another really great way to make it valuable. So it's a matter of striking that balance, but they have to do something, because since the Taken King has come out, I've literally done the Nightfall twice, and only because someone else was like, hey,
I need
a third. Will you help me? And I was
totally. I know you get dragged
into it. Fine, okay.
Yeah. Wrapping things up really quick on the update, we're going to find out more on Wednesday. You can find that coverage on IGN. Bungie's doing a stream at 11 a.m. I'll be on that, so we'll probably be doing a lot of breakouts that you can see on IGN.com. They're doing it the next three Wednesdays in a row leading up to the release on the 12th, so we're very, very excited about that. Mm-hmm. And briefly, let's talk about the Kotaku article. At GDC, Bungie made a interesting piece of... So Kotaku made an article about the GDC presentation Bungie gave about what some of their UIs could have looked like some of the concepts that were floating around. And it's really, really interesting.
It was titled Tenacious Design and the Interface of Destiny. And it was by the lead UI designer at Bungie, David Candland.
Yeah.
Which is a really cool topic, right? How did we get here? What do we think about?
Pro tip for your panel names, Bungie, put Destiny in the front.
It's GDC, man. They don't have to. So,
they
talked about how they arrived where they are today, right? And they showed some stuff that they had thought about, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's some pretty interesting stuff. I highly recommend checking it out.
Just looking at some of these screenshots that you've included here for us, like the designs are like they're wildly different than what is in the game now, which could be very cool. Like there's this one that has like a half semicircle on one side that looks like you can, with the left stick, like select different parts of your armor. Like that's super cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what is going on with this one. This is the same sort of concept, but all your gear is on one side.
I like it. I like how it looks.
Well, so that's one of the great things.
Ease
is like,
of use.
The cool thing is, like, as you know, I'm a filmmaker. Filmmaking is a type of design. And, like, the more you do something that's design-oriented, the better sense you get or the more appreciation you have for what is good design in all sorts of applications. UI is one of these ones that goes really unnoticed until it's bad, right? And I'm just going to go ahead and point it out. I jumped into Division, and I was like, there's so much just stuff in the frame. Like, I don't even know what I should be looking at most of the time. Like, there's all kinds of just stuff, text, icons, like, in the radar, outside of it, in the UI. There's 10 different menus and stuff to jump into. And it takes you a second to kind of acclimate.
With Destiny, like, when you needed to pay attention, you knew, like, okay, there's the thing I'm supposed to be
clear.
Looking at.
And so, like, this is actually a panel that I wish I had gone to just because I feel like it'd be really illuminating. But, yeah check out some of these screenshots or include them for the audience so that they can check it out.
Yeah, I'd love to see if there's, I don't know if there's a pay-for archive because it's GDC, but this is totally the type of talk that I think if you're a hardcore Destiny fan, you might want to check it out.
I'll just look into it. You know?
Yeah, and who knows, maybe we can get some.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to the guys and see if Bungie will send us a copy of the slides or something so we can present it also.
Yeah.
That's it, guys. We actually went 30 minutes. We're very excited about next week's episode. We're going to actually have seen something. It'll be the first time we get to take a look at
March 23rd, 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, so check out IGN at that time. And then we'll be back on Friday to talk about it. Sean, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Friend, thank you for joining us again.
Thank you, Destin.
And thank you guys for joining all three of us. This is Fireteam Chat. Until next time,
Guardians out.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.